I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many Haitians have resumed church services inside church buildings damaged by the 7.2 magnitude earthquake on August 14th. While Christians are mourning the dead, they're also praising God for their safety. Meanwhile, relief efforts into the country have been hampered by gang violence. They've blocked the roads and even hijacked vehicles transporting food. Brian Dennett says AMG International is trying to get food to affected areas as well.
Most of the clinics and hospitals were severely damaged and are unable to meet the needs there. AMG has a hospital that's northwest of that area, and we are open and trying to attend to some patients from the area. But we're also lacking a lot of medical supplies. The entire country is.
Pray for those who are acting as the hands and feet of Christ in this situation. And what are you willing to do to make sure the gospel goes to the ends of the earth? In a new documentary called Ends of the Earth, Mission Aviation Fellowship uncovers the true stories of MAF pilots, both past and present. These pilots work with believers to take Jesus to remote and isolated people. MAF Creative Director Chris Burgess says one story is Betty Green, MAF's first pilot.
She was a World War II veteran, and she just was an amazing person who flew MAF's first flight in Mexico and then just laid the groundwork, not only for MAF's work, but for the work of a lot of missionaries over the past 75 years.
MAF hopes this film will stir a passion in audiences for the Great Commission. Tickets for Ends of the Earth can be purchased at participating box offices or online. We'll get you connected at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.